During the holiday season, it's not uncommon for the stages of local theaters to be crowded by little cherubims sporting crooked halos, or even a familiar curmudgeon who wanders through his memories with some friendly as well as some not-so-friendly ghosts. But before we get to December and all of that, the month of November has plenty to offer in the way of live theater. One such show is Snoopy the Musical, which will take to the stage at the Van Buren School District Fine Arts Center November 2nd. The following week, Fort Smith Little Theater will present Little Women, Meg, Jo, Beth, and Amy. That same week, the University of Arkansas will mount its production of Noel Coward's comedy Blythe's Spirit. Arts Life Theater will bring a Disney classic to life November 15th when the company's talented young actors present Beauty and the Beast Jr. Oftentimes, you may think of New York or Chicago as the sites for play premieres, but in November, you will not have to travel so far to see one, because Northwest Arkansas will host its very own world premiere. On November 2nd, Orrin Softy, the son of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Arts architect Moshe Softy, will premiere his new play, Checks and Balances, at Rogers Little Theater. When Orrin stopped by the studio last week to talk to Kyle and I, we asked him how it's possible to succinctly describe a play that addresses so many issues.
That's very hard. You sort of touch on all the issues that the play touches on itself, but it basically starts from a story, and I don't think of these things as I'm writing it. They just sort of, you know, you have to put it into a press release, so these are the things they touch on. But they actually do touch on these things in this play in I think, a substantial way. But the base of it is about a woman who is elderly. She's a little distant from her own family. She has a caretaker who's been with her for 20 years who is illegal. And so on that level, it does question the what is family? Is it blood relative that is more family, or somebody who's been living with you for a long time? There's also a character who's a Russian accountant who's come to this country legally, who lined up outside the American consulate for 3 years. And so his view of the caretaker is a little different because he had to go through the proper channels. So on that level, it does probably touch on immigration. Money, it's probably the central issue in this play. It deals with a wealthy woman who's losing her memory and the temptations of all those people around her who are probably pretty good people. But, you know, the money issue gets the best of them, or we'll see.
Well, what was your inspiration for this play? Because, like we discussed, it covers a lot of issues. So where do you even begin?
Well, I start with most of my plays. They come from a real place or a real situation. And when I was at Columbia, New York, I did many odd jobs. And I think they've led to two or three plays right now. But this one, I was working for a woman who was a quite a wealthy woman who lived on Central Park West. She was in her 90s. She pretty much had all her faculties, but her memory was slipping. And so one couldn't always tell if it was on purpose, just sort of to keep everybody off balance, or if it was something real. And so that was the inspiration. All the characters sort of derive from that situation. And then you take it in a direction that hopefully you don't know when you set out to write it. I try and not know where it's going, although I might have a last image or a last line or something. But that's sort of the joy of writing. If I know where it's going, then I think I'm usually off base.
Are you ever surprised by where it goes?
Hopefully always, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, in fact, the character that's based on me takes a real surprise and makes me sort of look at myself differently.
You've had plays that have been prepared and opened on both coasts.
Yes.
This is in Rogers, in Northwest Arkansas. What was attractive about here?
Well, it all came about by accident. I mean, I came here for the opening of Crystal Bridges of my father's museum. And usually before I go to any city or town, I check out the theaters that are there. And, you know, part of being a playwright is being a salesman, a large part of it, which I don't think people realize. And so I contact the theaters, like to meet with them. And within 2 weeks that I contacted Rogers Little Theater, Ed McClure got back to me, and we were arranging a reading of one of my more established plays that had to do with architecture. So it was called Private Jokes, Public Places, and that ran off Broadway. But it sort of played in with the whole opening of, I guess, Crystal Bridges. And so they did the reading, and I was very impressed with the theater. I felt there was a lot of sophistication to the audience. They actually got my humor, which is always encouraging for a playwright. And there was a wonderful energy, I mean, just with the opening. And I felt there's something, I mean, in some ways, you know, you could say this is the next frontier here, because California's all, it's kind of done all the way up, and New York. So where is the new frontier? And you feel like there's something developing here. The arts community is very enthusiastic. And we were talking, and he said, well, you know, we've always done plays that have already been produced either in New York. And he said, do you have anything new? And I said, well, actually, there's a play, Checks and Balances, which I'm planning to take to New York. But I always like to test out a play somewhere else before I face the knives up there. So it came together, and, you know, they've been a community theater for many years now, and I think they do very good work. I saw the production of Oliver, actually. And it just seemed that I said, you know, I would really like that this would be a professional production, because if I'm going to put my play out there. So they went to great lengths to, when we couldn't find the actors here for certain roles, we went to New York. We cast out of New York and Los Angeles. And so as a result, the cast is three actors from New York and two actors locally, to round out the cast of five. It's an equity production, yes.
When that's got to be great when someone at a theater says, do you have anything new? Playwrights have to love that question.
Sure, definitely. You know, I mean, I have a home in New York, which has always been great, which is La Mama, which is on the Lower East Side, where I've had a lot of my plays. And for a while, I was the artistic director of a theater in Malibu, the Malibu Stage Company, where I would always launch my plays. But I resigned from that theater because they were interested in going in a direction of doing more the plays that had already been produced, Pulitzer Prize-winning plays. And my interest really is in new plays, because I feel like they really kind of address issues of the day. And there's the excitement of opening a new play, which I don't think is equaled when you produce a play that you're measuring up against another production. What traditionally happens now is a play opens in New York, and if it does well, all the regional theaters around the United States bring it in. But they're, in some ways, their production is always being measured against that. This has no measure. So I think it's exciting and a little scary, and we'll see what happens.
So how much work goes into putting on a premiere? I mean, you're here. I mean, we've had people come in whose plays are being produced here, and they'll show up for like a night or two or a weekend. But you're here. So how long have you been here, and how much legwork have you had to do?
Well, I had to do a little bit. We had to cast, and I'm actually co-directing this with somebody else named Fritz Michel, who's in New York. He hasn't been here, but the first week, the three actors in New York rehearsed there to reduce the costs of bringing them here, and we've been now in rehearsals for 2 weeks. I came out here originally to hold auditions. So, you know, 4 or 5 weeks before the production, you pretty much get into it. But then once it opens, my job's over. So that's, I don't have to stay here after that.
What is it like co-directing? I'm not sure I've gotten to speak to someone who's had to do that before. I mean, it seems like you're going to have a balance of compromise seems
yes,
key.
Yes. I think with Fritz, I've been working on this production through readings through couple of years, because I started this play earlier and it's gone through some rewrites. So he was very close to the play, and it's not a usual situation, but in this situation, he was in New York and had to rehearse the first week, and he's coming out here the last week. And except for, you know, sometimes confusing the actors with completely different direction, it works.
Is that all?
You have your MFA from Columbia.
Yes.
In creative writing. You also have, from Columbia, a degree in architecture.
Yes, that was my original degree.
Architecture, you create something out of a first idea.
Yes.
A script is the same. Are there similarities?
There are similarities, and it's something that I've been asked about. And I always sort of said yes, and the similarities are like this. But lately I've been thinking there's also the opposite. Because architecture, you're very much building up from a foundation, a building. And I always feel with playwriting, in the actual writing process, I'm stripping away everything down, like a sculptor who gets a piece of marble, chiseling away until you finally get that piece that you want. So building up, breaking down. But there is, I guess, the similarity in that you're working with a team. And anything, anywhere, it's like that also in film, but I think in theater, one misstep from any of these kind of things that you're bringing together can sort of make the final solution compromised. So it's important to always, you know, work with actors that you feel that really represent your work. And sometimes it happens and everything comes together. Other times it doesn't and the work suffers. And I think people don't realize sometimes that plays really hang on the balance. Like you wonder, you know, you go to you read a review of a play and the critics completely are scathing of it. And you wonder, how could they even not see it? And how did they put it up? But the truth is, when you get into it, the line is so fine between success and failure, because it can either go in the right way or something goes wrong. And you, until opening night, you really don't know.
Oren Softee stopped by the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio last week to discuss his new play, Checks and Balances, which will premiere at Rogers Little Theater Friday night. A world premiere gala is planned for that evening, and additional performances are scheduled for November 3rd and 4th and November 8th through the 11th. More information is available at rogerslittletheater.org.